Yes, welcome, Captain Scott. We will be sampling three delicious cheeses.
Welcome, everybody, once again to Capes and Scales. Today it is episode 111.
That's three ones.
What? 111 and an exclamation point. With me today I have...
Cliff.
And...
And Olivia.
Yeah. Hi, Cliff. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Oh. And Cliff, what's your Twitter handle? Tell everybody so they can at you about things that you don't care about.
At Hyper Hippo. There's no E in hyper.
There you go. Olivia?
At Swahili Love.
And I'm at mad_dog_Tim. And if you just want to get the podcast, which we've gotten a bunch more followers on our Twitter, so I've been giving it more love, I've been sweetening it a little bit, is at Capes and Scowls. CapesandScalesPodcast.com. You can email us, CapesandScalesPodcast@gmail.com. I think I hit all the important details. Now we can just have fun. Did everybody have a good New Year? Is the opening question. This is the first one of 2019.
Oh,
well, for the regular crew. Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, we didn't do anything New Year's Eve. Did you do anything New Year's Eve?
I got really drunk. It was not intentional, but then it did happen.
I know you got really drunk.
I know.
Because your text message read that you were really drunk.
Yep. Well, you know, everybody just showed up and they were like, let's get smashed. And I was like, all right. Twisting the arm.
How about Christmas? How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. Yeah, just, you know, it's a lot of work and energy. But it's about, you know, the kids opening gifts and just being with, you know, my parents and stuff. So I had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. No comment.
Ooh.
Well, Christmas Day was nice. We went to your sister's.
Yeah, that was nice.
Played a ridiculous game with our niece and nephew.
It was like Pictionary, but you had to wear crazy glasses.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you had to draw right on this little notepad, but the hard level glasses like gave me a headache.
And the glasses obscure.
Yeah, like the one was like super magnifying, so it was like hard to even see what you were doing. And then one just made everything like yellow. That wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But like some of the stuff you had to draw, like it was myself and my nephew and against Olivia and our niece. And I had to draw Alaska.
Nice.
In 15 seconds.
Nice.
And
simple.
And then I had to draw Hawaii.
Mm. Like, well, what did you do? I know what I would do, but what did you do?
I tried to draw a moose for Alaska.
Moose! Met the moose!
Moose and squirrel.
And then Hawaii, I just gave up on Hawaii.
I think you're drawing palm
so could
trees.
You draw the way, the shape of the...
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. I would have drawn like a real scraggly U.S. with a scraggly Canada and an arrow pointing to Alaska.
But the notepad was like 4x6.
But for Hawaii, I might do like a hula girl or something that's
I had 15 seconds.
You can't draw a hula girl in 15 seconds?
I can't draw most anything with any amount of time.
We're gonna have to go on our YouTube and do the Cliff hula girl challenge.
And what was the one that...
It sounds fun. I don't know what it means, but...
Kenny had, where he kept drawing the same thing over and over again, but it looked nothing like what he was supposed to be drawing.
That's great.
I don't remember.
He's like, I don't know how you get... And he kept drawing what looked like the male symbol over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it apparently was like nothing along the lines of what he was supposed to be drawing. He's like, I don't know how you don't get this. I'm like, because you're just drawing the same thing over and over and over and over again. If I didn't get it the first 12 times you drew it.
It's going to take 13 at least times. I have been watching really bad. Well, my goal isn't to set out and watch bad movies, but I've been watching a lot of movies since the new year. Me and my wife, mostly together, we've been watching movies. And we like went on Netflix and we're like, all right, foreign films, let's start there. That's not saying all foreign films are bad. Mm-hmm. But we pick the bad ones for sure. We're like, what weird combination. I'm like, what is this one? It's got John Malkovich and Adrian Brody or whatever his name is. And I'm like, this is a foreign film though? And it was in English. It was like filmed in like Belarus or something. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very good. But I've been on this weird movie kick. So if anybody has a suggestion for a weird movie you want me to see, or if it's your movie and you're like, here's a link to my movie, I want you to watch it and tell everybody how much you love it. I can be bribed. I can love your movie.
Have you seen Shaolin Soccer?
I did not, but I did add it to my list. Because I saw that on there and I'm like, oh yes. Because there were clearly movies that were like my wife would love, and then there's clearly the movies I would love. It's kind of more difficult to get the in-between. Mm-hmm. You know where the circles overlap?
Yeah. All
right. Well, spoiler, it's really bad.
But like in a fun way?
But it's like, yeah, it's so bad, it's funny.
See, I like movies like that.
We did, the recent past, watch The Raid Redemption.
I love that movie.
That was really good.
That movie is so good. It's the only reason Judge Dredd, the Dredd movie, doesn't get a higher mark from me, because it's clearly the same movie.
That's fine, though.
Yeah, no. Somebody had mentioned that the other day. I don't remember if it was you, but just saying that those movies are similar. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait for Kyle Starks' Kill Them All to get optioned, because it's virtually the same idea. Mm-hmm. He's parodying that. I was like, I want to see that. I want to just do this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Make the building way bigger. Fighting your way through a building is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
The fight scenes are so amazing.
Really, really good. And I forget, it's like...
very gory.
Was it filmed in Taiwan?
I think it's Taiwan.
No, Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
All the actors are like one nationality, and it was filmed somewhere completely different, and it just was odd.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was odd. But like, apparently that's a thing. I guess maybe it's production costs.
Could be.
Yeah. I realize that's a thing now, through the foreign section of Netflix.
And like, I know that's why, like, for here, like, a lot of stuff gets filmed in like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's whatever Georgia's laws are, and everything makes it cheaper to film there.
Right, a
and
lot
like
of things.
Why a lot of places get filmed in like Vancouver and Toronto
Georgia.
Right. Instead of like the cities where they're supposed to be in, because it is cheaper to film there.
Gotcha.
And most people can't tell the difference between a city when you're just flying through it at like quick speeds or sure. whatever.
Tall buildings are tall buildings. That they are. We're going to have Max on again. Talk movies with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would. We just got to iron out time.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max. Oh, has Max gotten that video I gave to you all those months ago?
No. Spoiler, Max. Cliff contributed to a box, but they are so hooked up on those boxes. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's on our YouTube, the Superliminal Films Unboxings, where I spend $10 all in one trip to give three of them a gift, and a gift is in quotes. And, yeah, it's just really fun or really dumb. That's what we're going for.
Or both.
Could be both. Yes.
I like the little like facts that they put.
They really knock it out of the park, don't they?
Yeah.
They're about the
so
item.
Good. Mm-hmm. They are so good. They're good people. Everybody, go check out Superliminal Films. Give them all your money somehow.
And loving.
Love them. Make love to them. Sweet, sweet love. Not aggressive.
No, be gentle.
They prefer gentle. Well, maybe not Dan. Dan likes it aggressive.
Yeah.
You can choke Dan. I'm just having fun because I know Max will probably listen to this. He'll be the one who will listen out of the group. Actually, I was going to do a shout out to Max later, but that has to do with a story, and we'll get there soon. You want to jump into the news?
Sure.
Or do you have more to say? You got more to say? You have more to say.
Nope.
I have a thing I read online that could be news, so I'll add it if you don't already say it.
All right. Well, my first bit of news is in April of this year, there will be a new limited series of Thanos from Marvel Comics. It will be a prequel focusing on his relationship with Gamora, which is different than the movies.
Whoa.
Yes. In the books, Thanos basically adopts her and says he will help her find the alien that did murder her parents and take them out. This book will be written by Teenie Howard with art by Ariel Olivetti. So, it's exciting. It's some new people over at Marvel as well. What do you guys think about a limited series? Limited usually just means it's like 12 issues and we're done. And is this the kind of story you want to see? Do you need this explained to you? At the end of the day, are you going to love this series? Or are you going to just be like, the movie did it better?
Yeah, it sounds like it's definitely piggybacking off of the movie. I don't, and that's why it's it. There.
But I believe Endgame comes out around that time. So it does. It's, it makes sense.
So
they should piggyback off this movie. Mm-hmm.
Well, for that reason, it just might be like just a throwaway thing, you know?
Right.
It's just like, it really serves very little purpose, you know?
I almost feel like they should have started this sooner, this idea, so that it ended closer to Endgame.
That came out when Infinity War came out?
Because if it's a 12-issue, which I don't know that it's a 12-issue, just most limited series, to make them limited versus a miniseries, they tend to be 12 issues. So if this is going to end a year removed from Endgame, let's assume Endgame's amazing, the greatest thing ever, which is what they want. So let's assume they get what they want. Now it's like a year removed. Do we care about the storyline and its continuity? It's tough, you know?
Yeah, I think it's more of like a grab to get the non-comic book reader in to start reading, because it's like, oh, I watched this movie. Let's find out about that.
Which is important,
right?
For sure.
But I don't think that crossover is as big as they're hoping it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that as many people go to see these movies then start reading the comics as maybe they're hoping to.
It's an interesting dynamic. I think as far as, you know, your floppy single issues, no, you don't really see an increase like that.
Does it kill it on the trades?
It does. Not every store does trades. The comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, we do a ton of trades. So when I couldn't keep Infinity Gauntlet in stock. And like Infinity War, the sequel to Infinity Gauntlet, as far as the books go, which is not as good. And like people really wanted Infinity Gauntlet, but they're like, no, give me Infinity War. Like I never sold that book. Like, that book did not sell comparatively at all. And now I sell all the time. Now it has a predominant spot on the wall. So there's something to it, but...
But that's more in the trades and not single issues.
Correct.
I myself, like, I mean, I read the single issues and everything, but I prefer trades. Mm-hmm. I like getting the whole story in one shot.
Yep.
And then it's like, you don't feel like you... If it ends up not being as good, you didn't invest 6 months of your life waiting for, like, the issues to come out for, like, the payoff to not be there.
Right. I've really turned around on trades where I like them so much more. And it's a lot of it has to do with some certain styles, like, and you don't know it when you're purchasing every month. Like, some of them are just so much better as a binge. That's why I virtually buy all my issues and sit on them so I can binge read 3 or 4 in a row.
It really is better reading that way.
Because it's written that way. It's just divided up, you know?
Right.
Now, that being said, when the last Infinity War movie came out, they started Infinity Wars series again, a new Infinity Wars. And it sold okay. But it felt super forced. Like, I enjoyed the book until the end. At the end, I was like, thanks. Thanks for wasting my time. I did not like the ending, but everything else was perfectly fine. And it's like, I don't want these events constantly. And we've said it a million times, the event fatigue.
Yeah.
But I don't think they need to force an Infinity War event, new one, to try to sell. The movie's already going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah. The comic books being better is not in any way, shape, or form going to impact how much this movie does.
Right.
People are going to go see this movie. They've gone and seen every other one of these movies.
Yeah. How do you not watch this one? Like, right. You have to almost, right?
If this is where you decide, oh, I'm done with Marvel movies, I want to know, like, who wronged you in life that, like, after Infinity War and Ant-Man and Wasp, which I don't think was as good as the first one, but I still enjoyed it.
Right.
Like, why is that the point where you've decided that you're done?
So, yeah, I think it's interesting, the timing of some of these things. Like, as another example, Daredevil is going to get a new, I think it's a new number one, because it ran its course, the Charles Soule story. It now has what I believe is a miniseries, Man Without Fear, and then it's going to be written by Chip Zdarsky, I think, with a new number one.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Chip
is such a strange human being on purpose. Like, he's a silly guy on all his independent stuff, but when he did Marvel, he just did it right. He gets it. I am so excited to read his Daredevil. Good on you, Chip. So, but like, would it have killed them to do that a little sooner? Get it out during Netflix?
Right.
When season 3 premiered?
These are the Unless they didn't, because they knew they were canceling it anyway.
Yeah, but come on. You still make money off of it.
I don't think anyone knew.
I mean, you might be
right. I think Marvel knew.
They have to know.
It seemed like the actors didn't know.
Right, but like, I think Marvel is just... I think when it's like, oh, this thing got spoiled, like, oh, that slipped out. I think they've got too much of a big picture to let anything accidentally come out. Now, like, they can't help if one of their actors says something that they didn't mean to say. But I think, like, all the stuff with, like, I mean, I'm not going to spoil, but, like, a character's name in Captain Marvel got spoiled. Accidentally. I don't think that was accidental.
Right.
I think that they have all this stuff so well planned out that none of that stuff is by accident. Because it's, like, the perfect little tidbits of information accidentally get out.
To spark interest.
Right. And it's just like, oh, but, like, you can't have so many little things that are really big deals accidentally falling out.
You're right. And they know that the podcast world is going to pick up on it. They know that everything's more digital. Everybody's on YouTube.
Right, so they know the majority of people are going to see it, and then the rest of, like, us are going to be the ones that really throw it out there.
Right. We'll say, hey, this got spoiled, if you care, blah, blah, blah. And everybody, there are people that love comics that have probably never opened one. They just watch shows on YouTube about different series.
Right.
And I get that to a point. I don't like that as much. I'd rather you pick up a book and enjoy it. But I'm old school. I'm old. Get over it. All right, well, let's move on to Avengers Endgame rumors. I like that my next story. I like that my next story goes right into it. So, Endgame is rumored to feature a new character making their debut in the MCU. You guys want to hear it?
Okay.
The rumor is the Black Knight will appear in Avengers Endgame.
Is he going to have all of his appendages? Or is he just going to be a torso with a head that sasses people?
He is going to challenge Thanos. He is going to cut off his arm and then cut off his other arm. He's going to threaten to nibble him to death. It'll be fantastic.
And it's only a flesh wound.
It is only a flesh wound. Until he is snapped out of existence. It is not that Black Knight.
All right.
Would it be better if it was?
In the short term, yes. So here's the reason people are speculating this. Marvel Comics always do True Believers reprint series, where they're dollar reprints, and sometimes it's a theme month, and they come out throughout the month, like they did Wolverine, and it was all his some of his key appearances. For the month of April, when Endgame comes out, the ones that are coming out seem tied to Endgame. So they are going to have Clint Barton becoming Ronin, so Hawkeye becoming Ronin, the defeat of Thanos... Right, which happens in the comics.
Whoa, he's going to lose?
He's not going to lose. Thanos never actually loses. The origin of Stormbreaker, Thor's axe, hammer thing. And then, so those are all tied into the movie. Those are all things you can see would have to do with Endgame.
Oh, on the topic of Stormbreaker, I was reading a thing online recently.
Mm-hmm.
People were complaining.
Yeah.
We're saying, oh, we can't believe that Groot is worthy enough to wield Stormbreaker.
Right.
And somebody casually put in the comments, well, it didn't have a spell on it that said only the worthy could pick it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like a pretty obvious thing, but it's like, so many people were going nuts. Like, oh, we can't believe Groot's worthy. I'm like, it didn't have this, Odin didn't tell the hammer, or Stormbreaker, only people that are worthy can pick it up.
Right. If that becomes a thing later, that's one thing, but as of that moment, it was fine. So the other two books coming out, not just one, but two... They're reprinting Avengers 71 and Avengers 343. In Avengers 71, Black Knight joins the team. And in 343, he fights an evil version of the evil swordsman. So they're going old school when you're just called swordsman. Outside Four Freedoms Plaza, which is where the Fantastic Four are. So he descends from the medieval Black Knight character. And he wields the cursed sword that gets passed down, the Ebony Blade. Could be important. And the blade demands blood. So you use it, you're going to be slicing people up.
Hmm.
It would be very strange for them to add these key Black Knight for no reason. Unless it is just to throw everybody off, which that's awesome.
Right.
I don't know how he can be super important to the... He's just a dude, essentially. He gets a little stronger from the sword, and he's a really good swordsman. But at the same time, he's just a dude, so the sword has to be... A special thing if it's in this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just the sword's in it and he's not.
Right.
I don't know. What would you want to see? Do you want to see a whole new character who presumably will be important, very important, to show up like that? Or do you just want, like, the sword? Do you want none of it? Do you hope it's a misdirect?
Well, the sword, maybe the sword, like, just grants the power to whoever picks it up.
Maybe.
Like, that, I could see that being something that they do.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, sure. They're trying to find ways to defeat him. They hear of the blade, something like that.
Or what if it's a thing where, like, they combine it with, like, Hawkeye Ronin thing.
Maybe.
Where, because it wouldn't be, they've combined characters into, like, made amalgamations of characters before.
Right, so your guess is that Hawkeye is going to have that specific sword.
Right.
Maybe.
Wait, would that surprise you?
No, I would actually be fine with that. Although I do like the Black Knight as a character, I would also be okay with that. Because I think it's a little odd to just throw him in and make him that important.
Right.
If you're throwing him in and he's like, take my sword, or he gets blasted or something. Like, or he got snapped out of existence and then they go get his sword.
Right.
That's fine. And then they can use him later if everything gets de-snapped. What do you think, Olivia?
I've never heard of the Black Knight.
Well, neither had I, but I'm just...
He's old school. He was like Avengers, like 18 or something is when they made him. He has a flying horse, which he shares with Valkyrie in the comics. They both use this horse, and I think they both have used the sword as well. Valkyrie's very different in the comics, at least initially she was. I don't know. Do you want a guy to just come in out of nowhere like, I'm the guy? Because you might get that anyway with Adam Warlock, because... He presumably, and we know he's out there because of Guardians 2.
Right.
Are they going to pull the trigger on him now? Is that going to jar the non-comic readers? It's this whole thing. I don't know what
it
I want.
Depends how they approach it, I guess. How it's all laid out. I guess they can't make him too important of a character. I don't expect them to.
Right. I wouldn't either.
It seems like the wrong time to introduce a big, important person that... Like, has not been mentioned. I mean, even, like, I feel like this is the wrong time just to have, like, Adam Warlock show up and be like, hey, I'm here to fight him!
Right.
Because, like, yes, we know he's there, but I feel like they would do more than just him pop into existence there to help them.
You know, there's another possibility that Endgame isn't the last part of this. What if Thanos maybe it continues doom and gloom? Like, the last movie was so heavy and just awful things happen, especially if you don't know the books and the snapping thing. That's a shocker to the viewing audience. And then maybe it's more of the same in this one for more than half of the movie. Just Thanos just one-shotting people left and right. You know, the people whose contracts are up. And then and then you have this other, you know, hope coming out of the other end. Maybe this ends up being the middle.
Like a trilogy?
Maybe it is a trilogy. I don't know if that's the greatest idea, but I don't know how they can resolve all of this in one movie.
I don't... think it would be a trilogy because they granted they could again just be a front, but they've laid out all their movies for like the next 3 years,
right?
So it's like, and none of them I believe were untitled,
right?
So it's like it would be odd to shoehorn in another huge crossover movie,
right?
The like one of the theories going around is that like when Doctor Strange gave Thanos the time stone, it was active, it was glowing. Did he do something?
He definitely, some plan with the time stone is there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Doctor Strange has something to do with the outcome.
Right, because like,
of that whole scene where, like, I just saw 100 million something right. scenarios where we lose, but only one where we win.
Right, and then that so goes
he,
back.
So he knows how they win, and I think he's, yeah.
And that goes back to the Doctor Strange movie where, like, the Ancient One was like, I never saw past this point. No matter what I did, this was the end. So right. I know I die. Well, if Strange can see the win, it's clearly not dead. So, like, I think there's going to be, like, a lot that has to be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the gauntlet looked busted. So yeah. There's got to be another gauntlet somewhere to
maybe
undo it.
Maybe. I mean, you got to figure Iron Man's important because he's always important. So... what's he going to do? I don't know. It's a weird combination of people that we're left with.
Yeah.
After the snapping. So. Bless you.
Bless you.
I don't know why I blessed. I mean, it was nice. I blessed you. I'm going to edit that out.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now I'm not.
I like the snapping.
The snapping.
Well, the other... like the big thing that got like leaked about the Captain Marvel movie, and I don't know if you want to hear it, but and I don't think it's like that big, but it was just sort of like a confirmation that Jude Law is Mar-Vell.
Right.
It's like you kind of assume, but it's like there's his name, there's his character name.
Right.
That's there what it is.
There you go. Yeah. Good old Jude Law.
I mean I've been happy with all the people they've cast in things. Like
right.
He's a good actor.
He is. He's a very good actor. That's interesting.
They haven't really had a bad choice. And, like, they kind of have to bring Loki back.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be in a TV show.
Yeah.
But, like, although, that doesn't make sense to bring him back because he didn't get killed by the snap.
Right.
He got snapped.
Right.
I didn't hear about this. What show?
Yeah, Loki has a TV show. Scarlet Witch has a TV show.
Yeah.
Where? ABC or
something? I
don't know if it's ABC or their digital service. But it's all tied together.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Those were the two announced, I think.
Right, so he has to come back.
But Loki has had some awesome things happen in the comics where there's like an old version of him and a young version of him. For a while, he was a woman. And he was so awesome during that period, both when he was a woman and then leading into when he was younger. He was like such a jerk. And he was just prime Loki. So if they did something like that, I would like it. Not to say that it'll be as good as the comics, but there's hope.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am a little like leery of TV shows because like myself, I'm kind of burnt out.
Well, that's actually something we'll talk about later.
Oh.
So put a pin in that.
Pinned.
All right, and let's talk about Masters of the Universe is getting a reboot movie, which is He-Man.
He-Man.
Did you do any He-Man at any point? He's been around forever.
We're a little young for that.
Right.
I know Skeletor.
Right. Because He-Man was my jam. I enjoyed the old movie, the Dolph Lundgren movie.
I've never seen it.
It's not terrible. It had a lot of restrictions when it was being made, but it's fun to watch I watched a documentary about He-Man, which is why I was excited that they're doing a new movie. There's a lot of reasons why that movie didn't turn out super great, but it's Dolph Lundgren's first feature where he's the star, and he was really not sure if he wanted to take it, but he ultimately did.
On a tangent on Dolph Lundgren,
yeah,
somebody brought a thing. It's funny that we all looked at Bill Nye the Science Guy, but he doesn't have like a real degree in science. And Dolph Lundgren has like 4 doctorates in engineering. It should really be Dolph Lundgren the Science Guy.
Well, they're both my picks to save the universe together. I don't care who snaps the necks and who quantum physics. I'd get them together.
It wouldn't be the way you'd expect.
Yeah, no. Bill Nye has a nice haymaker, I'm sure. Because no one sees it coming. They're all like looking at the bow tie, and next thing you know, you're down. But the movie's going to be written by Art Markham and Matt Holloway, and they work together on the new Men in Black International movie, the one that we weren't sure even existed until very recently.
With Thor and Valkyrie.
Yes.
Oh, right. Because we definitely need another one of those.
Right. I don't know. Have you heard anything bad about that movie? I haven't heard anything.
I am highly skeptical.
Right.
I did, from work, get $100 in Fandango gift cards. So that'll really open up my ideas of going to a movie if it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah. I don't think that should still be the one you go see, though.
Yeah.
No, that just feels like a solid watch it on TV or Netflix.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Although we could look for a new worst movie of the year. Maybe it would be worse than Replicas.
Ooh. That's right. Cliff did not like Replicas.
Currently, the best movie we've seen this year and the worst movie we've seen this year in theaters.
Wow.
Because we've seen one.
Oh.
So imagine this.
In a world.
It's as a movie that the budget ran out halfway and they didn't have any money left for CGI or for marketing. That's what happened.
So somebody that worked on the film found their laptop that they got when they started college in 2006.
Mm.
And that's what they did all the CG on.
You said it was really bad.
I didn't realize they could still make CG that bad. I didn't think it was possible.
Did like the old Transformers Beast Wars look better?
Yeah. Like, it was similar to that.
Like Jurassic Park looked better.
That's kind of...
So like that era of CG? Yeah, which is great for its time.
Right. Yeah, so this movie came out 20 years ago. I'd be like... Wow.
Right.
That was amazing. 2019, Cliff, not impressed with 1998 graphics.
Oh, 2019, Cliff, you're going to be a hoot this whole year.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the best way to describe it, is the Transformers Beast Wars. That style CG.
Right, okay.
Sorry, we distracted you.
I mean, I wasn't going to talk much more about Masters of the Universe.
Are you excited for it? Will you go see it?
Probably.
Who's in it, you know?
I don't think they've announced anything other than the...
Who do you want to have in it?
Ooh, is He-Man? I want Dolph Lundgren to make an appearance. He could play, like, Man-at-Arms or one of the other characters that's a little older. Yeah, because apparently the old movie, which had a lot of new characters because they wanted to make new toys, it was supposed to have She-Ra. It was supposed to have all these things. And, like, budget-wise, they're like, we can't make this on Eternia. It's going to be so expensive. Now with CGI, you can.
With 1998 computers, anything's possible.
I didn't see the special effects of Men in Black, but maybe I should go see it and decide if I should be excited for this. I don't know who I want. I just want somebody jacked.
John Cena.
Do, 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 do. I don't want John Cena. Ever. Oh, man. You put me on the spot, and I'm coming up with zilch. It's got to be, like, a buff dude, but it's got to be somebody who's, like, crazy fit. I don't know. When you think crazy fit, who do you think of?
John Cena.
Olivia, crazy who do you fit. Think of? Crazy fit.
Well,
he's like a big, hulking 80s kind of fit, you know, like Arnold fit. Like, who has that build nowadays? Everybody's more lean. Everybody's like an actual healthy fit.
Yeah, it's right. Only like The Rock.
Yeah.
And Batista.
Ooh, Batista with hair. Could you imagine?
It's like, long, yeah, those wrestler guys are the only actors with the real
build. Yeah, yeah. Like, so wrestler physique. I can't think of an actor that kind of has anywhere near that physique.
Batista?
Yeah, I mean...
Besides, like...
I guess Batista's our pick.
Hugh Jackman, but he's just...
Yeah, but I don't think he's quite right for that role.
Well, no, but...
I mean, he can get big enough.
He could. He could. I want it to be, like a Bradley Cooper just gets, like, on steroids for a year. I want something like that.
Ryan Gosling.
Sure. Get him buff. Why not? Yeah. Let's get him on some steroids. Buff him up.
Here's your diet of raw chicken eggs and steroids.
Yeah, perfect. So Ryan Gosling is our pick. Officially, you heard it here first. He would rule. He would be so good.
Tear it up.
He would tear it up. That's the tagline.
I'm going to tear this up.
Tear it up.
Tear it up. Masters of the universe.
No. No Cena. No.
What if it was Skeletor?
No!
So you wouldn't know it was him?
No. Still no.
You'd know.
I would know.
Why is that man's arm so short?
Do, 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 do.
Oh, Cena. Why won't he go away? He needs to go away.